Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Under fraud, completely visible, with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
Hi there. Yep, the old defunct House of Cards, I think, told a lot more truth in that TV show than people care to know. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Thursday. I can't believe it. Uncle Milty will be back with me next week on Tuesday, and so can't wait for that. I also have a wonderful guest in this hour. You know, I'm always thrilled to have one of my true heroes in life, and Don Fotheringham joins me, author of The President Makers. How are you, Don?
Great to be here, Kate.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad you're here. And let me just tell you, author, actually, you know, in the military, in the Marines, following Pearl Harbor, boy, do you have a history. And also 13 years, Don, frequently called as an advisor and special witness at the state legislative hearings in defense of the U.S. Constitution and original intent. And in 1995, led a very successful fight to squash the dangerous convention. Convention of the States, another constitution tampering effort that they did, and they're about to do it again. I fear these same kind of lepers. They want to get their fingers all over the Constitution. So they're going to do it any way they can, or at least try. But we've got to stop them. So I welcome Don to the show, The President Makers. If you haven't read it, it's kind of required reading for the show. You kind of have to read this book in order to understand where we're coming from. This book certainly opened my eyes, and it's called The President Makers, How Billionaires Control U.S. and Foreign Policy. It gives you the backdrop of 100 years of government and really kind of taking to task why we developed the government the way we did and who was behind the scenes. It's just such a great book. I really appreciate you, Don. And I have to ask you right out of the gate, what's concerning you right now? What are you seeing?
Well, the biggest concern is the corruption of our electoral system.
Yeah.
It has to be our biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, and for years, I've been writing my book, the remedy was to work with Congress, let them know that if they don't get back under the Constitution, they're not going to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
The solution was fairly simple.
Right.
You know, whether anybody worked on it or not, at least mm-hmm. it was a workable solution.
Sure.
Now with our government under the complete control of our enemy and surfacing, working on the surface with its corruption rather than beneath the surface as they had done, it posed a whole new problem. And there are some solutions. If you want to talk about those, we can do that too.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I love solutions. We all do. And we're noticing a lot of things. We're noticing the continual, you know, things that they're promising to do to absolutely usurp the Constitution. I know that this president is in office because of fraud. There's no doubt in my mind. And so we're all sitting here trying to figure out what it is we can do. And I think people out there are feeling like I think people just don't know. And of course they've demonized us to the point where you have a gathering and I think people just don't know if it's going to do anything. And you know what it does though, the more educated people we have, it's kind of amazing what happens, don't you think?
Well, that's the only solution, is understanding. One of the reasons that the Kate Daly Show is so valuable and extremely important. Mm. People need to know, and they're getting it straight on this station.
Mm. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I look back at all of this going on, and let me give you kind of an example of the plotting that's been going on. Back in 2002, in January, the New York Times came out with an article about a single national security database, and they said that this would be their greatest step, that today every federal intelligence and law enforcement agency and you know, yada yada, they went down the list. They really want to hone in on suspected criminals and terrorists, right? That was the way in. That was the road in so that they could get into this. But they've been trying for 20 years to make it so that we had a database for them that would include every single biometric, every single thing that we have to offer in identity, in information. Now it's medical information, you name it. And I know you guys saw this coming way back when, right? Before many of us did. You saw this. You saw what they were trying to do. And what they do is they propagandize it to look like they're going after the bad guy again and again and again to finally get it laid out. And then medical tyranny, I think, is their door in. I think they actually might accomplish it with medical tyranny. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that is exactly right. However, in the past, like Hitler and Stalin, Mussolini, the communist countries, before their revolutions, so to speak, they had lists of people who were cooperative, who wanted to, who believed their line about equality and so forth. And those people became their enemies as soon as they made the attack. They had to get rid of them because those people knew what was going on. They knew what the story was.
Sure.
And what they did is they made a list of people who would be potential enemies to the overthrow of the government. They did that ahead of time. Mm. And that's exactly what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
They know that you and I and millions of Americans would rise up in unison if we understood that we are simply being named as the potential adversaries.
Yeah, so true. It's a great point. You know, there's a lot of older people that I'm looking at that are in fear with the mask on and kind of gobbling up the propaganda. Does that surprise you? Because I would think that with so much history, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, it surprises me because Donald Trump really turned everything over. I'm sure that wasn't his intention, but as a consequence of his forthrightness and his patriotism and so forth, the enemy had to surface. They came out from hiding.
Yeah.
And that was a huge turnover. My book, as you know, ends with the Obama administration. And so the theme is fairly consistent.
Right.
But when I add on to this book, it will be the most dramatic upset in the history of the nation, because what Trump did, he forced them out of hiding. They're now on the surface. They can get, it doesn't matter who they put in the White House, because everyone knows he's not the president. Now everyone knows that the man who can't even remember his name or what town he's in or what office he's running for. They know very well this guy is neither competent nor chosen by the people who couldn't possibly have been elected last November.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly have been.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we now face a whole new war.
Yeah, for sure. When you, in relation to the question of the older generation, I see a lot of people that are running in fear that believe them. But with the history, with watching history and living history and knowing and understanding the history of the government and the power and the things that they've done and lied about and everything else, does that shock you when you see people still believe in the government, when believe to that point, like they'll just believe what they say on to them as far as COVID or anything else? Does that surprise you?
Well, I'll tell you, Kate, frankly, I don't believe they do believe. But back in the 1960s, they pulled a real nasty trick on everybody. They took the word conspiracy and made it an idiot's delight. In other words, anyone who even says that word, it has to be a right-wing imbecile on the lunatic fringe.
Sure.
And what they did, they made people socially ashamed to come forth and speak out.
You're right.
They knew the conspiracy was there. They knew it was corrupt. They knew it was well-organized. But they would not say that word. And even today, notice today, well, during the so-called 2 years of hearing on Trump's collusion with the Soviet Union, they never used the word, with Russia, they never used the word conspiracy. They call it collusion. The left would use it. They had so corrupted that.
That's
word.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And that is, unfortunately, people today are still afraid of looking like a disenfranchised social idiot for using that word.
Right.
And I believe they believe it, but they really don't want to come right out and say how cruel and how vicious and subversive it really is.
Yeah, that is so true. I saw a meme the other day that said, okay, we're waiting for our apologies now because everything's coming to light, you know, and people are finally seeing they're for the first time, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Do you have more faith now in people hitting this kind of rock bottom where we're noticing this, where they've all come out and shown their colors? Do you have more faith in people to figure it out?
Only when they hear it. There are more people now communicating with one another. And they're communicating with their state legislatures, and that's what we need to do.
Right.
Because, as you know, the Constitution deliberately kept the federal government out of handling national elections, even though we're voting for national candidates for Congress and so forth. The Constitution gives that all to the states. The federal government has no constitutional authority to manage the electoral process. They simply receive the electors from the states, and that's it. I would not, and some people are suggesting amending the Constitution to put it in the federal hands. I think that'd be a terrible mistake. But what we need to do is get the states, and especially those states that have been compromised, and counted a lot of dead people, invented thousands of ballots and so forth.
Right.
We need to get them honest. We need to get them with us if we're going to save our country.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to come right back with Don Fotheringham. The book is The President Makers. Get the book. I can't stress it enough. It's such a great book, and I there's some questions I have about the book, too. Well, when we come back, I'll ask about those. And I want to get your view on China. Mitch McConnell, Dianne Feinstein, Pelosi all have huge ties to China, but I want to get your take on what to expect now, what's going on right now. I was just reading an article about troops in Iran, Chinese troops in Iran, that was quite interesting. But I'm going to come right back with Don Fotheringham. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words...
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show.
Hold my hand.
A little Sinatra for you. Welcome back. Make sure you get to Balance of Nature. Make sure that you order up and use my name, Kate, as the code. You'll get 35% off and free shipping, but this will really help strengthen your immune system naturally, the way it should be. And I really love this product. When they put all the love and care into this product, let me just tell you, they really care about this product. And the staff is this way too. I think you could go as far as to say health nuts because they're that good. But make sure, and I love that about it. You want somebody that's a health nut that's in charge of your nutrition. These people are the real deal. Go to balanceofnature.com. 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down to caplet form, capsule form, and you'll be able, they're so easy to take, and you know you're getting 31 fruits and vegetables a day. I love this product. Make sure and put in my name. I have Don Fotheringham, who is the author of The President Makers, How Billionaires Control U.S. and Foreign Policy. And I wanted to ask you, you know, the billionaires that control, I still have people that say, when we say they, meaning the deep state, who is the deep state, Don?
mainly mm-hmm. the descendants of Rockefeller, Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. and their corporate successors.
Right.
Those are the original insiders, they're the original president makers, and of course they've passed this authority on to others. And most of them are either in or connected to the Council on Foreign Relations.
Wow. You know, I was just looking at this old 1933, you know, under the executive order of the president, you know, to relinquish your gold coins, gold bullion, gold certificates, mm-hmm. when we interned the Japanese. Mm-hmm. There's things all along the way. We always kind of think that we're in the worst spot, which we're in a pretty bad spot right now. But these things have been, they've been trying to do these things for a long time and exercise power they didn't have. And of course, this had much to do with the Federal Reserve System. But has that just been kind of just amazing to you to watch all of the incidences? I think sometimes we forget about all these things that have happened in the past, too.
Well, the most amazing thing is that it's taken them so long to destroy our country.
You're right.
We know when they started.
Right, exactly.
1913, the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
And a complicit president who was playing the game all the way, mm-hmm. Woodrow Wilson. Mm-hmm. So it's been over a century, and they could not accomplish what they have today until they surfaced. Until they came out.
Yeah, you're right.
And started deliberately acting like dictators. Up until then, it's all been pretense. Mm-hmm. A little here and a little there. We give up a liberty here under some noble pretext.
That's a great point.
But not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They've told us who they are and what they're going to get and what we're going to put up with.
That's a great point because people are finally starting to realize, and I like that. And so, you know, as far as solutions go, you know, give me a solution. What could be a solution that people could really invest their time into right now to do?
Okay. Normally, mm-hmm. I would say write your congressman mm-hmm. Because they handle the money and they... have to check in every 2 years. That's right. Why it was designed that way, so we could toss them out if they weren't loyal to the country or mm-hmm. wasted a lot of money or didn't abide by the Constitution. That's different now because the Congress has been overwhelmed by our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Our enemies are running our federal government, and that corruption of the electoral system is the worst thing that's ever happened to the United States, worst thing ever in our history. I believe there was a lot of vote cheating going on before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Hillary thought they had enough cheating going on that she could win and call everybody names and act arrogant and conceited about herself. So obviously she thought the thing was sufficiently rigged. What shocked them was the number of conservatives who came out and actually went to the polls and voted.
Mm-hmm.
They decided they were going to fix that this last time, last November, and have more corrupt voting than we could overcome with legitimate voting.
Right.
And of course, they did. At least they counted the numbers, credited themselves with that. So this comes from the states. In other words, many people, probably thousands of people, have been corrupted. According to some of the witnesses, large sums of money, up into the millions, were paid for those corrupt votes. So how do we handle that? In those states, like Pennsylvania, and, well, Pennsylvania could do what Georgia had just done. All Georgia did was go back to its original system of paper ballots, signatures, and ID cards.
Wow.
Very simple.
Yeah.
And all we're asking any of the other states to do is go back to it. But if their payoffs are high enough that they cannot be influenced by a persuasive electorate, they have to think they're not going to get reelected. Once a corrupt politician thinks he's going to lose all that money and glory and power, then he will turn around. And I have seen that happen. I've seen that happen in Illinois, in California, in Idaho. I've seen a complete turnaround by that strategy of getting enough people writing to the point where the elected officials think, oh, I'm going to lose if I don't repent. And they do. They do. It's not a very sincere repentance.
Right, right.
But they do. They change course. That's the only solution I can think of there.
Yeah. Well,
what we're dealing with today.
It's nice to know, though, that you've seen that turnaround, though. I like that.
Yes, definitely.
I think people think
very
that once they are that
now
way.
We had it in Georgia. We had it in Illinois. We had it in Idaho with Steve Sims. California with John Russolo. I'm talking... people won't know who I'm talking about because I'm very old. But I know the system works.
Right, right.
I know it works. I've seen it happen. I've worked directly on making that happen.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I look at what's going on right now with medical tyranny, and I look at what they're going to be trying to do with the vaccine passport and the, I love how they call it a passport, right? And they, it's just amazing to me, the stuff they get away with doing. But we've just had this whole year with COVID, and I know this has, I remember interviewing you, I think it was back in May, and we were just going through it. And I remember you wouldn't wear a mask, and you would tell people, you know, you'd give them a little thing that was written up about it. And does it surprise you right now where we sit a year later? Are you kind of surprised that people haven't figured it out yet? The ruse?
I am surprised that it's not more evident on the surface. Let me answer it that way. I think a lot of people wear masks who know that it's a bunch of baloney.
Right.
And they just don't want to be socially pointed at or
ostracized.
The clerk at the front door of a store, they're doing it for him, not because they really believe in it.
Right.
They just don't want to get this young man in trouble. Who says you have to wear a mask in here?
Right.
So I don't think it's as prevalent as the mask wearing would indicate, but I do believe we can turn it around. And I personally worked on Kane County here, where I live, and we got our Kane County commissioners to actually end the mask mandate about 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And
job.
Boy, you know, people started complaining, and I think I sent you what was in the paper this morning, my reply to them. You have to be educated.
Right.
You can't say, because the governor wants us to do this, that's not good enough.
Right.
You have to be educated, and if you don't understand the background fraud behind an issue, chances are you're not going to abide by the proper solution.
Right. If people realize... go ahead.
Yeah.
If people realize...
You're going to go along with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The county commissioners here in Kane County didn't understand it. But they agreed that the lockdown was terrible for tourism and and for business, and they decided to go ahead and unlock the mandate.
So isn't that ironic, though, that it's not never about health? It's always, their decision-making process. I mean, if we were in a pandemic, everyone would know 20 or 30 people that have died. That's not the case. And so they can't say it's for health. They have to, business, you know, it's kind of funny how they derive that decision.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's very telling.
What has happened is the mass media has promoted a premise without any basis, and they never go back to the premise. The premise is we have a pandemic. Right. And from then on, what are we going to do about it? Nobody's saying, well, prove we have a pandemic.
Exactly.
Nobody says prove it. And it's very simple to prove. All you have to do is look at that we have no more illness this year than we had in the last 10 years every year.
Exactly.
And they just changed the name of the illness.
Yes.
And they changed the name of it to COVID-19. And it's absolutely ridiculous.
It
I agree. It is absolutely ridiculous.
So is medical tyranny their way in? I mean, have they figured out that they can get a lot done? I mean, obviously, they're spending trillions of dollars. They've never done that before in this way, to hijack that much money in a year. So have they, do you see more of this going on next couple of years?
Oh, there's no question about it. They've hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
This is their jackpot. This is their route. This is why they don't care if you know how evil they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to remain afraid enough to abide by the medical restrictions or whatever you call them, the fake pandemic, and never go back and say, well, what's a pandemic?
Yeah,
nobody, so true. I don't know why nobody asked that question.
Well, honestly,
because there isn't one.
Well, yeah, and
we don't have a pandemic.
It's so true, though. We don't have any signs of it. I've brought up on the show many times in the last 2 weeks, we didn't have one new cemetery to house all the extra bodies. Not one in the whole United States. I mean, it's very telling the evidence that stacks up that says you're not in a pandemic. But media is that powerful. They can keep telling you that you are, and people will, believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's sad.
Few people have toured hospitals with their cameras, and they're empty.
I know.
The parking lots are empty.
They have been.
The operating rooms are empty. In fact, I've never seen a film inside a hospital with more than two people in the picture.
That's so true. You're right.
Never.
Now that I think
not
about
one.
It, me neither.
So where are all these thousands of people that are dying from COVID?
Isn't that the truth? I don't
think. It's terrible. It really is. And you're right. It is comical because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And now we're a year later. I never thought we'd be standing here a year later. Still trying
I have to argue with my wife on this all the time. She says, this will be over in a few months. And I said, no, it won't. I said, hey, they're not going to turn loose of this. They hit the jackpot.
Yeah, they hit the jackpot.
They're going to keep it forever. And I'll guarantee you, if anyone listening to this, just make a note of this. When things calm down a little bit, a whole new strain will arrive.
Yeah.
And a whole new panic.
Yep.
And
the UK
all
version.
New regulations, even more severe than the ones of the last year.
Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm on with Don Fotheringham, author of The President Makers. You can get it on Amazon. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders.
You knew I was going to have some fun with this one. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show here, and glad you're tuned in on a Thursday. Tomorrow I have Jim Lee from Weather Modification History. You'll want to go to that website and do some homework for tomorrow's show, because you can ask questions of Jim and he'll be happy to answer those in the first national hour tomorrow. And can't wait till he comes on, and then also followed up by Investigator Dave tomorrow. So we'll be talking about some geopolitics as well. Make sure and go to mypillow.com and use the code word Kate. You'll get 30% off the products, 2-for-1 sheet deal, which is amazing because they're the most amazing sheets. And I mean, quality wise, you can't beat it. And I'm picky. So if I'm telling you that, I mean, the products are that good. I was actually really surprised, you guys. Shocked that the products are that amazing. Great Mother's Day gifts, Father's Day gifts. They have robes and slippers, the most amazing products. And Mike tries everything out before he buys these products to sell to you. And so I'm telling you, they're great. And then also go and watch his movie Scientific Proof. It's the new one that just came out last week, Scientific Proof, on MikeLindellTV.com. All right, I've got Don Fotheringham on, and I want to talk a little China, if you will. We got to talk a little bit about geopolitics. Your take, Don. Don is the author of The President Makers, one of my most all-time favorite books. So, Don, when you hear the word China, what are you? I know that there's some newer articles on this regarding the Olympics and everything else, but give me your take right now. I can't wait
to
hear it.
When I think about in my book, I mentioned that Chiang Kai-shek, who was the very loyal American favorite in China of the Chinese Republic, was promised by Roosevelt and Winston Churchill that he would get $10 million in gold to repel the communists in the invasion of China. And said no intention of giving him a cent. They didn't give him, they left him hanging. He kept depending on that, kept depending on both military and financial aid from the United States, which Churchill and Roosevelt had promised him. And so that's where communist China begins. Their intent was to have it, to give it to Stalin. They promised Stalin not only the Eastern Bloc in Europe, but also the Orient. Almost all of it. Everything, I guess, except, I don't know how they missed Vietnam and South Korea, but in any case, that was the plan. So that's why we're in the mess we're in today. I traveled with a dissident from the Soviet Union, Yuri Bezmenov, and I have him, I mentioned him in my book in several places, and it's very fascinating. He was a Soviet disinformation agent who defected to the United States. And I discussed the same question you asked me. Is China going to invade us? Is the Soviet Union going to invade us? And so forth. And he said no to both. He said, no, they can't. And I said, what do you mean they can't? He said, well, in the first place, the what you see on these parades are mostly parades of show of force, but not no real force behind them. He said one thing. He said, but the main thing is they cannot allow their troops to land on the United States without all of them defecting.
That's a problem.
They hate the system. They're designed to get here and live like Americans, and so they don't dare invade the United States.
That is so true, though. That is so true.
It is so true, yes. That's why all these years go by with nothing but threats and noise and sounds.
You're right.
And when I read this, this noise about China warning Washington, you know, not to boycott the Olympics and so forth, they can't do anything.
You're right.
The warning doesn't mean anything.
You are so right. Oh my gosh, how funny. You're right, though, about them defecting, and you're right. I mean, our articles are there to prop up a narrative of enemy all the time, to constantly keep us on guard for the newest, latest, and greatest enemy, like North Korea was, right? And they used to kind of roll them out on stage when they needed a new enemy. So that's funny.
You see, it's such, it is so fake. And they built them up into such a threat. They've been able to milk us for more military equipment and technology than we needed or ever needed. And most of our presidents have played the weakness game toward them, you know, like we're trembling and everything. So They're making it look like we have real enemies there, and actually we don't. They'll be there forever without ever invading us.
Interesting. Wow. I just was kind of remembering, you know, Wernher von Braun had kind of a deathbed message, and it said that they would use things in space. They would use all these different things as terror. When terror didn't work, they'd probably use aliens. You know, they have a succession of events that they would use to create fear. And what are your thoughts on him? He was German. He was Nazi, right, during that time? Or German?
He was a German scientist.
Wernher von Braun. And he was the head of NASA. Yeah. The head of NASA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the threats are real. Real in the way that they're going to use them continuously. And so just be on guard for that. It's kind of like what a caller said in the last hour, you know, the great reset, let's just provide them with the great ignore. Because then we have hope, you know. I love that.
You know, they can't. You know, I was in World War II, as you know. Mm-hmm. And the Marines wondered when we were fighting in the islands why Japan had never continued their Pearl Harbor attack to the west coast of the United States, which they thought they were going to do. In fact, my first assignment in the Marine Corps was patrolling the west coast. Mm-hmm. I was on a Jeep patrol. We were watching with our binoculars. We didn't have any other technology. Mm-hmm. And we were watching our binoculars for subs and ships mm-hmm. coming to the west coast. So we asked them after the war, how come you didn't invade? We were on our knees. We didn't have an enemy left to resist you with, mm-hmm. or I should say a navy. And you know what the answer was?
What's that?
Every home in the United States has a gun, and we could never muster enough troops or enough material to overcome that kind of a force.
Wow. Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice. very telling. Telling.
The commanding generals mm-hmm. knew why they were not to invade the United States.
Wow. You know, when you when you had conversations with Yuri Brezhnev? Okay. I love those comments about him. I've actually played those tapes.
Oh, you mean Yuri Brezhnev?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I knew him personally. I went on two speaking tours with him.
Oh my gosh, I had
United
no idea.
States.
You always surprise me, Don. I swear you've been and done everything. And so what else did you ask him? What else was intriguing about what he had to say? Because he was the tell-all KGB.
The disinformation.
Uh-huh.
He named specific things that he worked on. There was an issue of Look magazine years ago that mm-hmm. had women's fashions in, and it was supposed to be the women's fashions in the Soviet Union, you know, mm-hmm. what the Russian women were wearing and so forth. And he arranged that whole thing. He says, not one woman in Russia could afford any of that stuff.
Really?
We made it all up.
Oh, my gosh. We
got these photographs made, and we got Look magazine to publish the whole thing about how tremendous our fashions were and how up-to-date everything is in the Soviet Union.
Oh,
I wrote the whole thing.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. What was his view on Russia when you were touring with him at the time? What was his view on?
Well, he knew that Russia had no military equipment of its own.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have an atomic bomb. They didn't have a slightest idea where to even start with it. But he was in on the giveaway mm-hmm. of the, I forget the name of this American military man who helped ship materials to build atomic bombs to the Soviet Union. They flew it over the mm-hmm. North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, including the liquids and everything they needed to make an atomic bomb with,
right?
So that the Soviet Union could set off a bomb and frighten everybody. Oh my gosh, they beat us in our technology.
Right.
Mm. And he also told us that the Sputnik was fake.
Mm.
That the United States had it 10 years before they did. Mm-hmm. But who was it? Eisenhower wouldn't let us use it.
Interesting.
He wouldn't let us put anything in orbit.
Hmm.
And so Yuri Brezhnev figured out, well, that meant that Eisenhower wanted the Soviet Union to come forth with the satellites first. They didn't get the satellites first.
Huh.
They got it all from us.
That's so interesting. Wow. Yeah, kind of coincides with the things I read.
The media has been playing that game for the last 40 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we have a few minutes. I want to ask you, what are the weaknesses of these very destructive human beings that are destroying America? What are their weaknesses? These people at the helm in our country. What's that?
Exposure.
Ooh.
The weakness is exposure.
Yeah.
They can't handle it. They cannot handle exposure. That's why they've cut us off the social network.
Mm.
That's why we're now under censorship. Because once we get back into any kind of just media, we'll blow the whistle and we'll blow them out of the water. So we have to get our communications back. We have to get our electoral system back. And we have to do that by putting pressure on the legislators who have been sold out.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it feels, I know a lot of people feel like they're getting anything they want right now. But like we said in the very beginning, what we started out with, it has taken them much, 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 much longer to do what they wanted to do to America 80 years ago, 90 years ago. So maybe that's one of their weaknesses, too, is that it always takes longer because they're having to deal with people who know what liberty is. And mankind has always known what liberty and truth mean. So it's not like they can take that away.
Yes.
And they've still got to fight it here in America.
Yes, yes.
So
they have to fight it here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump did us a tremendous service. But it was his I don't think it was his intent, because frankly, I don't think he would have jumped into that mess if he found it was going to be that bad.
No,
I think he would have stayed with his millionaire hotels.
Well, I think that they thought that they could get him to do a lot more than he was going to do. And when he didn't, they really slapped him and slapped him hard and then tried to turn everyone against him, and they wouldn't stop doing it. Do you know what I mean? Because he still let some things slide through. And so I think that was because he realized, oh my gosh, they're big, you know, they're going to do these things. So,
I think he have to know about the CFR. Mm-hmm. A billionaire in New York couldn't have any social life at all if he didn't somewhere along intermingle with those big shots.
Sure.
So I'm sure he knew about it, but I don't think I had any idea how much power they would assert, or how many of them had infiltrated the departments, the executive departments, the cabinets. I think that took him by surprise. He didn't know how many enemies he had when he got to Washington.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right on that. And then I think he realized it, and that's why things went through. But I do think that there were some points there where he really tried to wake people up to what the media was, the monster the media is.
I think if it hadn't been for Trump, the media would still be working underground.
Yep. Yeah, I do too, and I'm really appreciative of the effort he made in that, at least. Don Fotheringham, I can't believe this hour's over. It just goes so quick when I'm with you. The President Makers is the book, How Billionaires Control U.S. and Foreign Policy. Get the book because it goes through 100 years and it describes who was doing what, who was at the helm, who started which department and why, and oh, there's so much in this book that's amazing. Don Fotheringham, thank you.
You can't get the information anywhere else.
I know.
Out of old hardcover books.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it really is. It's a treasure.
You can't get it anywhere else.
That's so true. That is so true. He combed old books in people's attics to get this book compiled. I mean, this is just an amazing, amazing book. Don, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Be faithful, be fearless, and I will see you back here tomorrow for the Friday show, Weather Modification History. And so do some homework. Go to the website, weathermodificationhistory.com, and Investigator Dave.